Everyone, welcome to the 2025-2026 Locker Room Chats. Again, we are off and we are running here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for week number one, and we dive straight in here to the Sabetha Blue Jays. We'll first talk to the girls' head coach and Rachel Wartenberger, and then we'll talk to Josh Wartenberger, head coach of the boys' program. But again, first here, talking with the girls' head coach, Rachel Wartenberger, a team that finished 3-18 a year ago. Looking to the new direction, though, in the coaching, Rachel Wartenberger, you came into this program in April. You've had the entire offseason leading up to this new year. What can you tell me about that offseason, the time spent with those girls, and kind of warming them up here for the 2025-2026 campaign?
Well, hi, Brendan. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, so in April, we had team meetings. We got together. We kind of talked about what we wanted our goals to be for this next season. We spent time this summer conditioning, lifting weights, and doing shooting workouts, and girls are really excited. We've been working hard. We're excited to kick off the season on Friday.
Yeah, and recently you had a squad scrimmage, so kind of, you know, tell me a little bit about that, you know, getting your girls on the court. I mean, some of your players here that are going to elevate this roster as this season goes on. Just kind of a key point there, a couple players.
Yeah, so we actually had quite a few girls kind of step into new roles this year. We have a junior class that's probably going to be looking to really step in and lead quite a few of the spots. So I've been really pleased with them. We've got some returning seniors that are going to continue to lead us and do well. And then we've got one sophomore that I think will contribute a little bit, and hopefully through the course of the season we get more and more to step up and start doing some bigger things for our team.
Of course, it's always easier when you have four returning starters coming back to your team. You mentioned a lot of great seniors there, you know, Keim, as well as Paxton Michael, a junior, and then Chloe Detweiler, Krista Menold. So just a lot of great seniors on this team. And, you know, what's their leadership going to be able to provide as this year goes on?
You know, this group of girls, they're extremely hardworking. They lead really well on and off the court. They have a really selfless mentality. And so they're really looking for the underclassmen to kind of step up and help them do some things that we haven't been able to do in the past couple of years in terms of playing more people, getting more inside game. So we're really excited about that. And I just couldn't be more pleased with the senior group and the way they're leading our team right now.
And of course, you get more excited when you realize the season starts here on Friday, Marysville, and then ACCHS next Tuesday, then Rock Creek. And then you'll finally get your first Big East opponent against Hiawatha the 16th of this month. So, you know, kind of walk through this upcoming schedule for you. You know, the excitement here being a first-year head coach and getting those upcoming games. And then also tease a little bit of the Big East and what that's going to be like for you and your team, as that's going to be your first year facing this really great league.
Yeah, gosh, every night out for us is going to be a test for us. You know, when you win three games, it's kind of a mental game at this point, so we have to get our players to buy into playing confident and not playing scared, so that's going to be the first thing. We know every time we step out on the court, it's an opportunity to get better and improve for the next game and the latter part of the season and post play. But I would say, just to lead off and get started here, you know, we're going to try to control what we can control: attitude, effort, work ethic, hustle, those kinds of things. We are working extremely hard on fundamentals right now, trying to improve fundamentals and our offensive game. And so we just hope to see improvement and making gains throughout the season.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, we start off the 2025-2026 Locker Room Chats. Week one, we'll recap and talk week number two. Of course, you'll have a couple of games under your belt by then. So, Coach, again, good luck on this upcoming schedule, and thank you for joining us.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was head coach Rachel Wartenberger of the Sabetha Blue Jays. Again, she has her first game as a head coach this Friday, taking on the Marysville Bulldogs.